USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas, the Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. The U.S. looking more into the Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed a top Iranian general, a former U.S. National Security Advisor making his best guess at how Iran might respond.
I think they'll launch some missiles by way of Hezbollah, probably into northern Israel.
Michael Allen points out Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse for essential vessels and for clearing debris. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The IRS says it believes millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free using the agency's new online filing program. Approximately 19 million, or nearly 12% of all individually filed tax returns, can now be processed online at no cost through the IRS, according to a recent estimate. Commissioner Danny Werfel announced in a weekend video release that taxpayers in 12 states will have the option to use this program for the first time ever. It's seen as stiff competition for other online tax preparation apps. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. There were some reports of hail up to golf ball size. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Conter died Monday in Grass Valley, California, according to his family. He was 102 years old. He was among more than 2,000 Americans killed during the Japanese bombings of Pearl Harbor in December 1941. It is the event which triggered U.S. involvement in World War II. The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is stepping down after less than a year on the job. Mayor Cody Smith announced his resignation Monday, citing medical issues. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z, USA's John Schaefer.
A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in this age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. Tax professionals note that many Gen Z clients are filing taxes for the first time and lack fundamental knowledge, such as where to obtain a 1099 form or its purpose.
McDonald's bringing back a missing menu item. USA's Laura Winters on the story.
The bagel. McDonald's stopped serving bagels as a standalone item on its all-day breakfast menu back in 2020, but now about a third of the nearly 14,000 U.S. locations have put them back on the menu. Many McDonald's fans thrilled, posting pictures of their yummy breakfast sandwich with the bagel all over social media.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.